Remarks of the President at the arrival of Prime Minister Winston Churchill at the National Airport, January 5, 1951.
Mr. Prime Minister, I can't tell you when I've had more pleasure than I have this morning in welcoming you as a visitor to the United States of America. I hope you'll enjoy your visit. I hope it'll be a satisfactory one. Great Britain and the Commonwealth and the United States are the closest of friends. And you and I want to keep them that way. And I'm sure that we'll succeed in doing that. It's a pleasure, sir, to welcome you to Washington, D.C.
Very much.
Mr. President, I am most grateful to you for the kind words you have spoken of welcome. It is always a great joy to me to come to the United States, where I have many and ancient connections. And I look forward very much indeed to renewing the comradeship and friendship which grew up during the struggles of the war. And I am very glad indeed to see your president again when I am able to pay him my respects in an official capacity. I thank you very much indeed for your welcome. We have only to go along together, each doing loyally his best, understanding the other's point of view and the many differences of interest between our countries, and we shall find ourselves safe at the end of the road and having, through your vast strength, brought peace and hope and salvation on earth to struggling mankind.
Peace on earth is what we're both striving for. Thank you, sir.